who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, Friday.
Hey, at least we're the worldwide leaders of something, right? Covino and Rich, always hyped. CNR on FSR. Ramos is here.
Hey.
Hola.
Hola, Ramos. And, of course, Danny G. He's the top G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Dan Byers got your updates. Covino, Rich, and Spot to get the weekend going.
Yeah, we're going to get to a lot today. Weekend hobnobbing, what to check out. We got some questions about tailgating. We'll talk some NFL. World Cup tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Got to set my alarm for that one.
You ain't setting your alarm.
I'm going to break the fast, eat my Cocoa Pebbles, and watch the World Cup. But hope you're having a Uruguay, South Korea. I call it South. That's how we said it in Jersey.
It's not true.
South Korea.
Cameroon, Switzerland, sort of Friday.
You're a Cameroon.
I hope you have a great weekend. You know, if we have time, Rich, because this 2 hours flies by.
Yeah.
But if we have time, because I know you got a lot of tease bets to talk about.
You know it.
We got to talk whether or not you prefer real or fake.
It depends if they're done well by the surgeon.
I'm talking Christmas trees because...
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, because, well, a lot of people decorating...
Depends.
...this weekend, wow. I'm sure, right?
Oops,
people going to buy a tree... Maybe going to Costco, because I think I might go to Costco and buy a new fake tree. I don't know, because you were ripping on my Charlie Brown one.
Well, you need something, I'll tell you that.
Anyway, enjoy your holiday music, your Christmas movies, and let's get into some Fox Sports Radio greatness.
A little statement last night by Josh Allen and a Buffalo Bills team that wasn't even in full capacity.
Oh, you mean when he wore the big giant hat at the end of the game?
Oh.
That was a big statement.
I'm not going to lie.
I told you that would catch on in the sports world.
Who?
Did I not?
Who didn't think of Covino when that happened?
Come on. Yo, earlier this week, if you weren't with us, Fox Sports Radio Nation, we were talking about Noggin Boss, the stupid oversized hat, and I said it's going to catch on. And sure enough, right after the win, Josh Allen was there being interviewed, rocking this enormous, ridiculous hat.
Yeah, but he has money. Are you going to spend $80 on something ridiculous like that?
No, that's why I reached out to them to get a free one, Danny G.
Yeah, that's how Covino rolls. Yeah. Freebies. If it's free, it's for him.
So yeah, he did make a statement.
I talked about you on Fox Sports Radio.
Bills 24, Noggin? Pats 10, Mac Jones looking all frustrated, yelling at his teammates, yelling at everybody. We were at the bar watching it. What do you think that statement says, Dickie Doo?
It says that the Miami Dolphins, I hope this doesn't happen, but, you know, they're playing the Niners this weekend. We'll be there. If they lose, you know, they're one behind Buffalo. And as, you know, they say, and didn't Yogi say it's getting late early?
It's getting late early.
You know, it's only after this week, there's only 5 weeks left. So, there is one more matchup with the Dolphins and Bills, and that will be one of the big games down the stretch. But I got to ask, because this is what I saw last night. Ramos and Danny J.
Josh Allen get 223 yards and two tutties.
I did see that, but I met you guys at the bar as we broadcast live now from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
So we have our buddy Gabe in town. So we all went out, get some food last night. We happened to go to the bar that Covino frequents. And we're watching the game, having some quesadillas, some tableside guac. And who do we see at the bar? Monsi, one of our favorite sports update anchors.
Monsi Bolaños.
Monsi Bolaños.
Fox Sports Radio Zone, Monsi Bolaños was there, running the place, doing shots.
And I left right before, because I had to drive home, and I wanted to, like, chill with my kids, and I had to have a conversation with, you know, the elf on the shelf and do all dad stuff. So I leave, and as I turn around, Spot and Monsi got shots in their hand.
Doing shots.
Handing out shots to everyone.
By the way, pure coincidence. Just a coincidence that our colleague and friend is at the local spot here in Los Angeles. We just happened to see her there. It's a place we go to often. So they were doing shots.
Did I miss out on anything, or
no.
Did I get out just in time?
Are you saying, like, did anything freaky deaky go down?
No, I'm asking, did anything, like, did I, you know, did I leave and all of a sudden,
as soon as you left,
some
man,
crazy stuff went down.
Oh, it was wild. After that, that's when the party began. You missed it.
I got the FOMO, fear of missing out.
No, you didn't miss out on anything, man.
You know that feeling. There was always that one buddy you had in college or back in the day that when he left, that's when the wild, weird story happened.
Like, right, right.
Yo, then a guy came in. Dude, this guy had
you missed it, man. Spot got into a big bar fight and got arrested.
It was crazy.
Yeah. And all these hot women came. Wow. Oh, yeah, man, you missed out.
It was weird. Spot got a bar fight with a guy with one arm and an eye patch. What? Yeah. I missed it. Yeah. Like, that type of thing. I want to make sure it didn't happen.
No. You missed out on nothing. And I'll tell you.
So I saw Josh Allen's big hat in the post game, and I went home, and I'm fine.
That was it.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. So we hope you had a Josh Allen in a giant hat sort of Thursday night. I'm excited about this weekend. Excited about some football. But aside from Josh Allen's giant hat, what I saw most of on social media...
Is that the new elf on the shelf for the holiday season?
What?
Josh Allen in a giant hat?
Josh Allen in a giant hat. What I saw most of this morning, and it depends on your algorithm, was a lot of stories about Chris Paul, CP3. So my algorithm was Josh Allen in a giant hat and CP3 all morning long.
Now,
at first, I'm like, what did Chris Paul do?
What is he in the news for? What did he get wrapped up in? Well, the story goes a little something like this.
Hit it.
Before the maniac known as Kanye West got kicked off of Twitter.
I mean, if you missed out on this, guys, he's been on a tirade. It's like he was begging to be kicked off. Posting and saying the most outlandish and ridiculous things possible.
Before he got kicked off, he posted a picture of Chris Paul. And he tweeted, "Let's break one more window before we get out of here. I caught this guy with Kim. Good night."
Oh.
So then everyone on social media is like, "Oh, damn, Chris Paul and Kanye?" Chris Paul and Kim with Kanye would be a weirder story.
Yeah. And can we first discuss where Kanye got that picture from? Because what is that a picture of? Is that like in the...
Looks like a weird, like a program.
Is it the program? Is it a yearbook photo? What is that weird
photo? I don't know what it is.
But so again, it's a picture of, I was like, is that Cliff Paul or Chris Paul? I can't tell.
Well, Kim Kardashian has denied, saying Kanye West is trying to deflect from his Hitler praise. I did not cheat on him with Chris Paul. And a lot of people are saying this is typical. What Kanye does is he does some terrible stuff and then he tries to deflect. And that's what he's doing here.
Now, can you also imagine if you're Chris Paul, what you're thinking, like, wait, what?
Well, I'm sorry. Whoa.
You know, I wasn't expecting to wake up to this.
A source close to the situation tells TMZ that the allegation is absolutely false and just another example of a desperate man, Kanye West, trying to shift the focus away from his own wrongdoings. It's an ongoing pattern with Kanye attacking Kim to redirect everyone. After a day of crazy antics where he went on a podcast and said hateful and offensive things that only he could dream of. So they're saying this is a total deflection, but it did get me thinking, like, have you ever been accused of being with someone that you were not with? Like, that's a weird feeling. It's like, wait, you think I was with her? For real, I wasn't.
Not that I recall, but I try really hard to forget things like that. So maybe it's my defense mechanism saying no. No, not specifically. But look, I'm not saying you should be involved with married people at all. But if Chris Paul's going to be linked to somebody, Kim Kardashian's not a bad... Well, it depends, because a lot of people don't like her either, but she's a good-looking woman.
I wonder if it makes people think, oh, Chris Paul, maybe he's a little cooler. Did it make you think Chris Paul was cooler for a minute?
Not cooler, because, you know, we're
is
talking marriage. Yeah, we're talking marriage here, and there's nothing really cool about that.
He's been married since 2011 to his college sweetheart.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Danny G. Imagine waking up to that and saying, yo, why would Kanye West do that? So I'm not here to spread gossip or bossip or anything like that, but a lot of times where there's smoke, there's fire, there's something going on, right? I don't know that. And I'm not saying that. But if you look further, there was a story about 2 months ago where Drake posted a picture of him and his boys all wearing number 3 jerseys. And they're saying that Drake is playing chess pretty much because he knew about it. And he's just clowning Kanye because they beef back and forth a little bit. So he's holding up. Like, there was some word on the street, maybe allegedly, possibly, where Drake even knew about it.
You say
and he
allegedly,
was kind of Kanye.
Did you say allegedly, possibly?
Allegedly, kind of, sort of. So that was the other side story there that gave this a little more credibility because no one knew why Drake was posting that photo to begin with. They're all wearing Chris Paul jerseys, him and all his friends.
Chris Paul has been married, like Danny G said, to his college sweetheart since 2011. They have 2 children. Chris Paul even revealed in an interview that he tries to attend church every Sunday.
That's Cliff Paul.
He's a religious man.
Hey, man, I think Cliff Paul's a good guy. Who knows what Chris Paul's up to?
No, maybe it's Cliff that's up to no good.
Oh, maybe. Yes, yes.
Posing as Chris.
And if you don't know, we're referencing the State Farm commercial where Cliff Paul works at State Farm.
Would you believe?
And he's like Chris Paul's twin.
Well, I know Wikipedia is just, you know, people can edit it, but on Chris Paul's Wikipedia as we speak, the last thing added was, and in December of 2022, Kanye West alleged on social media he had caught Paul having an affair with his then wife, Kim Kardashian. It's even on his Wikipedia.
You know, here's why I don't believe it. And the only reason we're talking about it is because Chris Paul's a superstar in the world of sports. He doesn't need this headache. He doesn't need this drama. He's a married guy. So if it's not true, even worse. But let's say I had juice on someone I was with. I don't think I'd be out here promoting that person.
Juice.
You
hey,
feel
juice.
Me?
Hey, juice. Juice.
No, juice. Not O.J.
Juice.
Simpson.
Juice.
Juice.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
No, juice.
I don't think you're listening to me
remember
at all.
Remember those montages where David Schwimmer said juice like 100 times? Juice.
No, not everybody searches David Schwimmer videos like you do. Not everybody knows what you're talking about.
Hear that?
But there is a montage of David Schwimmer as Robert Kardashian, the lawyer in the OJ story.
What a tie-in.
Where he
See?
Says juice all the time. You're missing my point because you're a pee break. I'm saying, let's say
yeah,
I mean, the guy's a
you had some juice on the person you were with.
Mm-hmm.
They cheated on you.
Okay.
Would you be throwing that person out there as the guy? I would not. I wouldn't be promoting that guy. I wouldn't want anyone to really know that stuff.
So you're saying if you're
Kanye, I wouldn't be like advertising, that's the guy she cheated me on me with. I just wouldn't.
No, so you're saying that if you were in the Kanye
position.
My ego
wouldn't allow me to.
If you were in Kanye's position and you caught your wife cheating, you wouldn't go blasting out to the world like, hey, everyone, my wife cheated on me with this guy.
Yeah, I'm here on Fox Sports Radio, right?
Yeah.
I've lost 2 girlfriends. This is, by the way, true story. I'm Covino of Covino and Rich. True story. I lost 2 significant long-term girlfriends to 2 professional athletes. That's a true story. Now you might think, wow.
I'm getting messages. Your girl's out with Chris Paul for lunch. Is that cool?
Oh, no. It's not cool.
Kidding.
Now, I won't come here on Fox Sports Radio and tell you who they are. Why would I want to tell you about these guys hooking up with my girlfriend? Why would I give them any sort of like edge on me in any way? Why would I do that? Why would I use my platform to say, hey, those guys, they stole my girl from me? Like, that's so lame. Like, my ego won't let me do that.
Your ego is not your amigo.
Kanye West, whose ego is ridiculous, total narcissist, you think he'd go publicly and really do that when you know there's a lot of people that would give Chris Paul props for that, even though it's wrong?
Yeah.
I say no. Why I say there's probably something there. Like maybe they were hanging out, they were all at a party together or something like that. That's what I mean by smoke. But I don't think there's any truth behind it, because I would never give any dude those sort of quote-unquote props about being with the girl I was with. I just wouldn't.
I get what you're saying. It's sort of props. Like, hey, I got cheated on with this guy. So you're sort of saying like, wow, yeah, this guy
has one on me. Yeah, I just wouldn't do it. So
yeah, but they're divorced now, so maybe there's a
spite thing going on.
Yeah, a spite thing going on.
People
are weird, man.
He's messing with the media, and again, as sports fans, just know that Chris Paul is all linked up in the middle of this. Like, what a day he's having. Then you have to think about, like, you know, how this affects you moving forward.
Do you think Chris
as
Paul...
And as a professional.
Do you think Chris Paul's wife, her first instinct was, Kanye West is a maniac, I don't believe it, oh my God, honey, I'm sorry you're dealing with this? Or you think his wife is like, what is the meaning of this?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think?
What do you think, Danny J? You got to take
the latter, for sure.
You think it's like, what is this?
Oh. Even if she believes him?
Even come up in this?
Right, and the embarrassment. You know, she's got friends and family. They're probably like, what's going on? Who wants to deal with that? So I do believe he's deflecting and toying with the media. I do also find it interesting, as a sports fan, that it's Chris Paul. I mean, the Kardashians with NBA players is no surprise. That's not where my surprise comes from. I'm just saying, Chris Paul? That's weird. Okay.
Well, hey, I think anything coming out of the words and mouth of Kanye West, I don't know how much credit you could give it nowadays.
Exactly, too, yeah.
But as he said farewell to Twitter after getting kicked off for good reason, his farewell message. Didn't he post a picture of an unflattering photo of Elon Musk?
He sure did, yeah.
He posted a swastika, which shows the type of guy he is. And then he was like, oh, and by the way, one last thing. My ex-wife cheated with Chris Paul. Like,
How odd is that? I don't know. I find that really odd and off the wall Michael Jackson stuff.
I'm a piece of garbage. Watch what I'm going to post. Oh, and then one last thing. Gotcha, Chris Paul. Like, come on.
I doubt Doug Gottlieb was talking about it. So now you know the scoop. Now you know the scoop and what's going on.
Well,
in the world of Chris Paul and Kanye.
Again, I just feel like damage control. I think every guy has been there at least once in their life. Or maybe you and I rolled in a more scandalous circle. But I think at least one time in your life, you've been not accused maybe, but like thought like, what's going on with her? And you're like, yo, really? Nothing. Like Chris Paul could be like,
tell us your story then.
Chris Paul could have been at an event where Kim Kardashian was, and they small talked and you know, chatted up, and it's like Kanye was probably all insecure and weird or something, wearing his mask on his head and his weird boots or something. I was like, what's going on over here? And like, for all we know, it was literally an interaction at like a charity event for all we know.
Wait, so you were accused, though, of something that you didn't do at all?
Well, I mean, I've done a lot of dumb things over my life.
You know what happens, though? Here's what happens, too, and I'm speculating, because I know some of Rich's stories, too. And I know Rich was accused, because sometimes a picture tells a completely different story.
Oh, Danny G. Ramos, years ago, when I was not with my wife, when I was dating someone else, Covino and I worked for Maxim at the time. Remember Maxim, the brand, before like social media destroyed magazines?
Sports, entertainment, life.
We worked a lot of events with Maxim.
Yeah.
We're at a party, and I remember my ex-girlfriend's number one question was always, where's her hand or where's your hand?
Oh, it's like, who's that girl?
Because there'd be pictures.
Who's that girl?
We'd go to a party.
Where was her hand?
You shut your mouth, Spot. No, but there'd be parties where there'd be You know, photo ops and, you know, literally it could be a 20-second moment of like some model that was posing with us. And we didn't talk to this girl the rest of the night, but the photo made it look like
photos
end
up on
social
media
all over each other. And
yeah.
Who is that? Where's your hand? And my hand just happened to be behind her.
Why were you with her all night? You're like, all night?
All night.
It's like the 20-second encounter.
Oh, Jesus.
So, so the picture doesn't always tell an accurate story.
I think what I'm trying to say, to wrap this up, Kanye West is a lunatic.
We all know that.
Kim Kardashian has a reputation with NBA players, which leads us down this path. no fault of hers. She just likes dudes that play in the NBA. And now poor Chris Paul has to pick up the pieces with his family. Like, hey, this is, guys.
Here's how you know.
His family wants to put up the Christmas tree this weekend, and he's doing damage control.
Exactly. This is not good for the holiday season. He doesn't need this drama, especially if it's not true, right? And we're leaning toward that it's not.
He's all aggravated in his driveway, untangling Christmas lights. Like, damn Kanye West.
Here's how you know, though, guys, right? Here's how you know.
Yeah.
And this is a true story. There's something in the tabloids and in this scandalous media that's called the Kardashian curse, where every athlete that ends up with a Kardashian, their career sort of plummets after that. So we'll see how Chris Paul does moving forward, and then I think we'll have the answer. How about that?
Oh, say farewell to your number one seed in the West, Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, we'll see. Then we'll know what's true and what's not true. Right. Now check this out, guys. Rich and I are going to a football game this weekend. We're taking a trip to San Francisco. Yeah.
Niners, Dolphins, and we have a question about tailgating. So if you're a tailgater and that's your style, that's your thing, we'll get to that next. Live from the TireRack.com studios, Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nah. Chris Paul's not shady. He doesn't seem to be that type of guy.
Don't say my name.
No. So I think, if anything, Cliff Paul.
It was
definitely him. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, CNR on FSR, 877-99 on Fox, live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, Rich, I know you got your teaser bets, but I know you have a theory, too.
I do. And by the way, as Ramos played Destiny's Child,
yeah.
Say My Name.
Mm-hmm.
Is Beyonce the most popular person to emerge from a girl group? Think about it. Like, you got boy bands, you know, Justin Timberlake, or, you know, there's been Harry Styles, but of girl groups, is Beyonce and Nicole Scherzinger in the conversation?
Diana Ross.
Oh, it's a good one.
Good one.
Good one.
Good.
How about I just said, nah, Diana Ross.
How about you shut me down?
Yeah.
Really, you know, that's really good.
You know, bam! Dude, Covino, you're the greatest guy on earth. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Before we get to an update, before we get to some teaser bets, I got to ask everyone, what's your thoughts on shutting a superstar down? I'm looking on all the TVs here. I'm looking on Twitter, social media, and there's all the narrative of, should we shut down Aaron Rodgers? Should they shut down Russell Wilson? Should they shut down? I'm like, these guys get paid a lot of money.
That's
why. No, but I'm saying, so failure equals still pay you, but shut you down? I'm so torn on what the objective is. I get it. You want to see what Jordan Love might have. You might want to see, I don't see why you would shut down Russell Wilson. To what? Maybe get out of your deal with him?
Maybe. Keep him healthy. Yeah. Get him out.
But Ramos, you see that narrative a lot? Like, should they shut him down? Like, shut him down.
Yeah, there's a whole season left to go.
There was never a narrative. When we were kids, did anyone ever say, oh, man, the Browns stink. Shut down Bernie Kosar. Oh, the Niners are struggling. We should shut down Montana.
Struggling.
Yeah, it just, to me, it's a weird thought. Like, shut him down?
You know, you see weird and different trends and things in sports as time goes on.
Broncos are having a rough start. Maybe we should sit Elway. Really? I get it. I know. See, the interesting one is the Packers, because you do want to see, what does Jordan Love have?
Right.
Is there any team, is your instinct telling you right now, is there a team in the NFL that, given the opportunity, would say, you know what, I'd give up a late, late draft pick, like an insignificant pick, for Jordan Love? Do you think Jordan Love is as good as any possible young quarterback coming out of college or a recent draft pick? Because he was a first rounder that hasn't played. Why are we making it seem like this guy's old news? Jordan Love hasn't got a legit chance. So if he was a first round pick, isn't he? And he's been learning behind Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. What do you think, Aaron Rodgers teaching you would give you a little leverage here?
Of course, but keep in mind too, just because people on TV are talking about it doesn't mean it's going to happen. Because Nathaniel Hackett, if I'm not mistaken, did say, relax, everybody. You know, Russell Wilson is our starting quarterback. So he put that to rest. People could debate and speculate that all day. It doesn't mean it's happening.
I'm just amazed by the narrative of shut him down. Shut him down now! With Jordan Love, though, would a team like the Saints or the Panthers, some team that's like,
I think some teams it does make sense, maybe. Other teams it doesn't.
But Danny J., Jordan Love was good enough to be a first-round pick a couple years ago. You're telling me the few glimpses you've got when he's filled in for Rodgers on a random couple series, that's enough to tell you that a first-rounder from a couple years ago isn't worth trading for, but you'll
also have to deal with the ego of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, why are you sitting me down now?
Yeah, but I'm saying now you're saying you're more than willing to take a chance on a new first-rounder this year, like as if a couple years ago is old news.
Well, you got to fight through all the negativity, because is Jordan Love the OG Trey Lance? For your Niners, if they stunk right now and we're under 500 and we're not going anywhere, would you want to sit Jimmy G to see what you had in Trey Lance if he was healthy?
I mean, I guess you would, right? It just, to me, sitting Aaron Rodgers just sounds crazy. But at the same time, I get it. You want to see what Jordan Love has if there's trade bait. I'm just amazed that people are like,
and
Jordan Love.
He does have that bad thumb that we discussed. You know, he's not the healthiest. He's been banged up. He's taken a lot of hits this year. But I don't think, you know, a guy like that is willing to take a seat for the next guy.
Just more, I guess the thought I'm harping on the most is,
why do people keep talking about
Jordan?
This?
Yeah,
something like, that we have. It's like, we didn't used to hear this in the past.
There's like two layers. It's like, shut down a guy halfway through the season? You mean,
you know what else
the highest
we didn't
paid
hear?
Guys in the league?
You know what else we didn't hear a lot of growing up? Like high ankle sprains.
Yeah, we did it. You're right.
And you hear that every week.
It's true. It's true. You used to say when we were kids, you used to see white dog poop everywhere, but not anymore.
Yeah, things change. Trends change.
You don't see that anymore.
When's the last time you saw white dog poop?
It's a good question.
I used to throw it at my cousins. You know, it would be everywhere.
There's an answer, by the way, just, you know, since I'm Dickie Fun Facts.
They changed the ingredients of dog food.
There was an ingredient in dog food in the 80s where if you walked around your neighborhood, you do remember seeing like white dog poop.
Of course, yes.
The ingredients in dog food have changed. So there you go.
I thought that was just for Christmas.
No. I'm dreaming of a white poop log. So let me ask you. So you're not going to sit a guy, or you will, right? But Jordan
it
Love.
It depends who your backup is. is. It depends if your starter's banged up. I mean, you know, it just depends on all these different factors.
All right, well,
But the Russell Wilson one that people are speculating has been shut down. I just want to make it clear.
Okay. Well, I just think the Jordan Love situation's odd because it doesn't seem like anyone would be jumping at the chance to take him. But he was a first rounder that's really just, he's done nothing to make you think he stinks. But he really hasn't got a chance. So here's a guy that's been sitting around for 3 years, early 20s. Why is he not as good as anyone that someone would pick now? So you're willing to pick a 21-year-old out of college, but Jordan Love's too old for you now? I would think he'd be great trade bait, but what do I know? Dan Beyer, let's get an update, and then we'll go over some teaser bets for the weekend. What's up, Dan?
Guys, bunch of injury news. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, he's off the injury report for the Packers and will start against the Bears on Sunday. Cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Back to you.
Thank you. Dan Beyer.
Thank you.
Jinx.
I'm
Covino. That is Rich Davis. Spotty's here. Ramos. Danny G. On the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Live from the TireRack.com studios.
Tire Rack.
I do want to let you know that next hour we go over weekend hobnobbing. The things you need to know. Actually, the things you need to watch so you know what you're talking about come Monday when you're hobnobbing at the office.
Back to work.
Yeah.
Back to school. All right. Let's do a couple quick teaser bets. Get you into the weekend.
Yay!
Bummed. I jinxed us yesterday by saying how hot we were.
You sure did, yeah.
I thought the Pats would cover the double digits, but they almost did at the end of the game when they were driving, and I was like, ooh, 24-14 would cover. Nope. 24-7. But yeah, we got a couple teaser bets that'll win you some cash money this weekend, I think at least. You want to start with the Bengals? Let's start with the Bengals, buddy boy.
Okay.
Kansas City playing in Cincinnati. This is you know, a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. Kansas City's favored by 2.
I like to think of this as a quarterback showdown of the ages.
Burrow versus you, Patrick?
That's right.
I like Kansas City to win the game, but I like the Bengals getting more than a touchdown. So I think I like Cincinnati. In fact, I know. I like Cincinnati.
So Cincinnati's going to keep it close.
+8. So you got, you know, you take them from 2-point underdogs to 8-point underdogs and a 6-point teaser. So Bengals +8 and team that up with another game in their
division. High-scoring game, though, you think?
I think it'll be
a quarterback shootout.
I think it'll be a shootout of sorts, but I just think that the Bengals keep it close. Kansas City, you know, they give a point, so that's, I think it'll be close enough. So Bengals +8. Now the Browns. Deshaun Watson's back, whether you love him or hate him.
Playing the weakest team in the league.
And they're playing the worst team in the league. His old team, the Houston Texans, who are 1-9-1. The bottom feeders of the NFL.
He lucked out coming back against Houston.
Well, you would think, which is why I like the Browns. They're 7-point favorites. They're touchdown favorites. Take that from -7 to -1. So you got the Browns and Deshaun Watson's return. They just need to win the game.
Okay.
So you got the Bengals +8, keeping it, you know, within, you know, they lose by a touchdown.
Am I crazy to think, though, blowout, though? You don't think that's going to be a blowout of a game?
The Browns?
I think that statements need to be made this week.
All right. So Bengals +8, Browns -1.
Yeah. And I think Watson's going to, you know, try to play big.
Well, of course he will, and he's rested. All right, we got two more that I'll team up. This is another teaser bet. 6-point teaser. I like the Cowboys Sunday night. They're 10.5-point favorites, which is a lot of points, but they're playing the Colts, and Jeff Saturday admitted last week to making coaching mistakes, and he's still green in the coaching world, and it's in Dallas, and Dallas seems to be really breaking out right now. So take that from 10.5, Covino.
Plus Jerry Jones probably giving them extra pep talks. Like, listen, guys. We're talking big win this weekend. Clear some of that bad press I got this week.
So 10.5 to 4.5. Now, I know 4.5 is a weird number to tease it down to, but I think they'll win by 6-7 at least. So I like the Cowboys in a teaser, taking it from 10.5 to 4.5. And I like the Tennessee Titans as an underdog. The Titans are playing at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a 4.5-point favorite. The Titans getting 10.5. I think the Titans might win the game, let alone 10.5. So I love that. Titans +10.5 and the Cowboys -4.5. Bam, boom, done. Your teaser bets,
wow.
Lock them.
I'm surprised. I mean, hey, great picks. Rich is on fire
now,
with
his
teaser bets.
I give you four games.
I'm just surprised you didn't even mention or touch the game we're actually going to.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
And I'll
tell you why.
That to me, it says you're not that confident in your 49ers.
They're playing one of the best teams in the league, the Miami Dolphins. It could go any way. And the 49ers are 4-point favorites. To be honest, if I went anyway, I would go Dolphins getting double
digits.
You'll
be there cheering them on.
Yeah, but I know, so that's bonus. That does count for like a 3-point swing.
Yeah, you're there to encourage.
Yeah, maybe that's why it's -4. Maybe they heard I was going, and they're like, he's going to cheer extra hard. McCaffrey, come on, Debo, Jimmy G, looking handsome.
Well, your thoughts on that, at Covino and Rich. Yeah, and again, the number's 877-99 on Fox.
You know, Covino brings up a good point, that Browns game. If you believe that they're just going to blow it open with Deshaun Watson.
You know, I made reference to the Jerry Jones story. I made reference to Deshaun Watson. The only way to really get past negative press is to play big and to win. Because then people start talking about that. Look, you know what people start talking about? If Deshaun Watson has a big game, even though it's against the Texans, man, he showed no rust. He threw for 4 touchdowns. Look how great he was.
No more happy endings. No more happy ending talk if he starts playing well.
That immediately becomes the conversation. So you're playing to win, you're playing to make an impact, and you're playing for that to be the story.
You are absolutely correct.
Thanks.
Live from the TireRack.com studios, Covino and Rich. And speaking of our little adventure to the Bay Area, I want to talk some tailgating, and I have a question that we will get to next. So if you're a tailgater, pay attention. We'll talk some drinking and eating and football next right here on Covino and Rich.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big year for Avril Lavigne, Ramos. I don't know if you knew. Star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She got a new album. And she's engaged.
Wonderful to hear.
Avril Lavigne, everybody.
Thanks for the Avril Lavigne update.
I'm good for everything, Covino. I could give you 49ers updates, Avril Lavigne updates. We could talk about baseball. We could talk about NBA. You name it, I could talk about it.
Avril Lavigne on Fox Sports Radio. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Spotty, Danny G, Ramos, Dan Byer. Sorry, I was all caught up watching this video. There's a viral video that's circulating today of like this brawl that went down at a gym. This is the best fight of the weekend so far.
Gym is a dangerous place to fight.
Yo, that's the craziest part about it. It's like, yo, someone's going to get hurt.
Spot, what you saw, these guys, when they're tussling, you're like throwing another man into a rack of weights.
Yeah, and those are weapons.
Give me a 45 plate. Yo. This guy's going down.
By the way, no, like, and it goes on, and everyone's there like, yo, because no one wants to get in the middle of that.
One guy tried to get in the middle, and he's like, no,
let's go, fool, let's go. So they're like in, you know, they're boxing in the middle of, then it turns ugly.
What's your weapon of choice at the gym?
The 45 plate.
Nice.
Yeah.
Same. I think I'd go for the kettlebells.
Yeah.
Toss those like a shot put.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to choke you out with one of the tricep ropes.
Nice.
Like, ah! Give me the camel clutch.
Well, I think that's that. Hey, by the way, 877-99 on Fox, your weapon of choice.
Yeah. You take those, you know, the big tires that people like flip over.
Yeah.
You just throw, like, loop them around someone so they're trapped
inside. Until their head's exposed only, and you're like, bop, 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 bop.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, what would you use? No, but I'm serious. Like, everybody is passing this video around because it's a, like, legit fight. And it just gets real ugly after a while at some random gym. I don't know what it is, but man, I wouldn't get involved.
Tie someone up at some resistance bands and then squat on their head.
What do you think you'd be fighting about? Like the kid, you're not using the right.
I had one more set, bro.
Okay. That's what I thought.
I don't know. Hey, you're staring at some dude's girl at the gym. You're being a creep. Could be anything, right? I don't know what started it.
That's so 90s.
How's that nice?
What did I say by that?
Do you think, like, jealous guys are out of style?
No, they are. I'll be honest.
There's a lot of testosterone flowing in the gym.
Yeah, jealous guys don't go out of style.
No, jealous guys are out of style.
It's not like long shorts or short shorts. Guys are going to be
like,
guys.
You know what's out of style? Cargo pants, bootcut jeans, and jealous guys. Out of style.
I mean, I get it. There's more of a weenie type of guy today who probably isn't... You know, as no, like, why are you looking at my girl?
No, but I think it's just stronger. Guys, I think it's just stronger women that are like, don't. You don't own me. Like, I feel like when we were younger, maybe because when you're in your teens and 20s, guys are more insecure and lame. But I feel like there was always some guy that's like, you looking up my girl? I mean, we did grow up in New York and New Jersey. But Danny, out here in L.A., don't you feel like there used to be more like, are you looking up my girl? Like tough guys?
Yeah, oh, that happened here too. And a lot of, did you just step on my Puma?
I feel like that might be outdated. Maybe
what if he creased his J's? The guy's wearing Jordans, I think. What if he creased, like he stepped on them?
That could be it. But I just feel like the whole jealous guy thing, maybe it's just not what it was.
It says the scrap at the Fitness Connection facility was an apparent disagreement in the weight room that turned incredibly violent. So a disagreement about disagreement. What? You think this guy was like, yo, man, we're starting with 35s. And this guy's like, no, man, 45s.
That's how stupid it would be, to be honest with you. Know? Yeah.
Maybe he's like, when you were spotting me, you put your junk in my face. I don't know, what could it be? What could someone fight about at a gym? You've been on the treadmill too long, bro.
But it's a pretty big fight.
I mean, honestly, it's on TMZ Sports.
Insane gym fight. Men brawl. Right pummel below, each other's face in wild weight room brawl.
Right below... Oh, my God. Chris Paul and Kim? Kidding. Hey, Covino and Rich, something we wanted to talk about today, because we are going, as you probably know, because we've said it a million times, to the Niners-Dolphins game this weekend. I'm excited. It's been a minute since we've been to a football game. Like, there was that terrible COVID year, and then last year I didn't hit a game, so it's been a minute.
Which jersey are you going to wear?
It's funny you should say that. I think I might buy one. There. I might get a new one. I think, you know, my last couple jerseys, I had a Kaepernick. That's old news. I had a Vernon Davis. That's old news. And since then, I've just been rocking the Montana old school.
Don't buy any more jerseys. Jeez.
I was going to say, they're all done. If you were to buy a Niners jersey, I think you might. Debo just signed that deal, so that's a safe jersey to buy. Jimmy G's not a safe jersey to buy.
No.
Plus, Kittle, number 85. That might be a nice one.
Kittle would be a good one, yeah.
So, and I might have to. We might have to wear rain jackets over it. It might rain this weekend.
So we hear.
Yeah.
But is that going to stop any tailgating? Is the question,
no.
Right?
So, when we said we were going up to the Bay Area, a lot of people hit us up saying, "Hey, stop by my tailgate. We're gonna have a good time. Come on, come join us. Free food, drinks, and you know, Covino and I are down to party. I'll come hang at your tailgate. So we'll be in the Bay Area. Couple friends, couple randos said, "Hey, come to my tailgate. I've been to tailgates." Where the game is about to start, these people are still drinking and eating in the parking lot.
Game's already going on.
Hey guys,
still
game
there.
Starts at 1 o'clock. It's 1:15. What are you doing?
And you still got to get through security.
Yeah. So I feel like there's people that tailgate that don't even go to the game.
Yeah,
and they have tickets.
They're there to booze and schmooze and have fun for the party.
People that just tailgate, yeah. You know that, right?
No, but they have ticket spot.
Not always.
So are hardcore tailgaters there to party, or are they there for the team?
It's a great question, and we'll get into some more details of that. So tailgating, 877-99 on Fox. We'll talk about it next on Covino and Rich.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.